welcome back to Bit by Bit, back for another one of our podcasts. So if you're, you know, listening on the podcast, I'm here with Janet. If you're watching the video, you can obviously see her. And today we are going to be talking about this recent announcement that Animal Farm by George Orwell is going to be made into a video game, which is kind of interesting and weird. I mean, I guess I wouldn't be surprised if a book was being made into a video game, but Animal Farm seems like a very particularly strange one to have in there. And so just some information very briefly about that. So it's going to be happening from some developers, including Bossa Studios, The Chinese Room, and A Brave Plan. It's not clear what role they're all playing in the development, but they're all sort of been talking about how they're on board. And players in the game are going to take on the role of one of the animals on the farm, on Manor Farm is what it's called, and it's going to be happening like just prior to the revolution that happens in the book. And so basically it's like a choice-based game, and so you get to see how your story choices and like how you run the farm kind of has these consequences. And I don't know if it's going to like lead into the revolution or whatnot. It seems very interesting. And I think even more interesting than that is that it's, according to the game's website, animalfarmgame.com, it's going to be a fairly political game. A quote that's pulled directly from their website is, "We're living in very disturbing times. Whilst we all thought that the world was making real social progress, we actually fell asleep and failed to notice dark corporate and political power silencing all dissent."
Speak for yourself,
right? Yeah, I know. It's like, okay. "We are dedicated to maintaining an independent creative process, responsible only to George Orwell's work and to our audience." So this is happening with the sign-off from, like, George Orwell's estate or, you know, whatever that means. So it's all good to go.
It's all supervised.
It's all supervised. Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. I definitely want to play it. But just kind of on that topic, we were thinking of what other books would we be interested in seeing made into games? I think we have a couple of, like, weird ones that maybe you're not expecting.
I don't think we read enough.
You know, I've read more books this year than I have since I was in high school, but none of them are, like, really worth writing home about, you know? They're kind of just books, and I didn't hate them, but they're not like, yeah, I'd love to play a game with that. I'm like, yeah, I'd love to just never read it again.
Yeah, and game is so specific, too. It's like, what do I, like, want to take action with.
Right, because, like, games tell very specific kinds of narratives. I don't want to hinder the scope of game narratives, but, you know.
Yeah, but, like, you know, experimental poetry, the game. Like, I try to think of what that could be, and I'm like, you know,
yeah,
I don't know.
I think there actually is a video game that has to do with poetry. It was an indie game that came out a couple years ago. Didn't play it. I don't know if it was good.
Yeah, something like that sounds cool.
Depends on how you do it. But for us, we have a couple of ideas. Yeah. Jen, did you want to start with yours?
Yeah, so the first thing that comes to mind, I feel like it's kind of cheating because it's, like, in still the video game universe. It's kind of like, it reminds me of, there was recently a Kotaku article that was people's drawings of cosplayers. And people in the comments were like,
wait,
what? So it's like life imitates...
Why would
imitates,
she just draw the character?
Life imitates... Or, like, art imitates life that imitates art, basically. That's the way it goes. Was one of the comments. And, yeah, I found that a little weird, but that was a thing that happened. So I feel like I'm kind of doing the same thing with what my book is, but I only read, like, one of these books ever, but I really liked it. It was the, like, Nintendo Adventure books, and the one I read was Brain Drain, which we, like, did some quick Googling, and I believe the premise was that there's, like, in evil Koopaling's brain gets put inside of Yoshi, or, like, gets swapped or whatever, and a couple other brains get swapped and things, and you're, like, trying to figure out just how to make the world right again or something, you know, classic game stuff, like, everything's messed up and you're like, I have to go and be the hero and fix this, and you get to make all these little decisions. I know there was one where I think you were pretending to be a shy guy or something, and you were, like, in line at the cafeteria, and they were like, do you do A or B? And then, you know, it was like, if you did A, flip to page, you know, 42. If you did B, flip to page 80. And then some ended in, like, kind of a book game over or, like, your death or something. So then you'd have to go back and then choose the correct one and then, you know, follow to get to the end of the book, you know?
Right, right.
That's how those books work. I would love a game of that because that story is so bizarre. And the cover is, like, so if you, you know, Google it, the cover is, like, it's, like, evil Yoshi behind bars, and, like, Mario and Luigi are, like, aghast, and it's just, it's a weird, goofy book, and I loved reading it, so I would love to play, like,
just these weird, hokey adventure games with, like, Mario and Luigi, but, like, story-based stuff, like, I would love someone to make a game like that.
So how would that look in your head? Like, is it going to be the kind of game where choices literally pop up and you either choose A or B? Like, push X if you want to do this, and push Y if you want to do this. Or would it be something more, like, of a integrated, like, story setting where you're actually running around and doing stuff, and what do you think?
Probably a little bit of both. So I would imagine it being, like, you have these kind of little missions that you have to do, mm-hmm. and then, like, in those missions, like, choices appear, so you're kind of doing a little bit of, like, actual, you know, moving around and exploring and stuff, but it wouldn't be, like, a platformer, it'd be more of, like a sim, kind of. So, yeah.
You know,
so,
one
like
thing
a sim slash visual novel.
I would play that. A sim slash visual novel sounds really interesting. I mean, I know they exist also, but in this specific context, I would be very interested. Just a side note on Choose Your Own Adventure books, I always felt like when I was reading those as a kid, I always felt like it was kind of cheap. That, like, sometimes you would choose the logical thing, and then you just die anyway. And it was like, there's no rhyme or reason to my choices! You know, so you felt like... And I was, like, six, like, screaming at this book. So I just, like, if it was a video game, mm-hmm. I would want it to feel like, you know, my choices, like, had an impact that seemed to go along with those mm-hmm. choices, as opposed to just, like, do you want to... jump down the scary hole or wait for backup, and then you're like, I'll wait for backup, and then it's like, wow, someone just came and stabbed you in the face, and it's like, what, why, you know, and it's like,
jump in the hole.
How would have I known I had to jump in the hole? I like the ones that are like, I'm not saying you get those choices, but I would want the game to have more complex choices.
Yeah, like a little less, maybe like a little less immediately punishing.
Right.
That's something I really
maybe
liked about.
Maybe it comes down the line or.
Yeah, and it's something I really liked about, like the original Life is Strange. Like, I thought that was really well done. Because it was such little things. And then later it's like, oh, you forgot to, like, tell Stacy her shoes weren't tied because you were busy going to the cafeteria.
And now Stacy's dead.
Yeah, now she's dead, you know. It wasn't that crazy, but it felt that crazy sometimes.
Sometimes I was like, oh. Yeah, but so that was interesting, and I know that also we did a review, maybe about a month ago about, Until Dawn. That was very choice-based. It was like, you had to, like, kind of look one direction or the other with your cursor to pick a choice, and I remember one that seemed like maybe we shouldn't have done that now that I'm thinking about it, but I was, like, in the moment, I was like, let's take all the risks, and, like, you were playing as one of the characters. I don't even remember her name anymore because the game is that unimportant to me, but it was like, you know, you hear a scream, like
you go in the direction
it's like go the direction of the scream, or do you keep with the group? We were like, let's go follow the scream, and then her, like, jaw got ripped off or something. So spoilers. And so that made sense, I mm-hmm. guess, but at the same time it felt very immediately punishing. I want a chance to redeem myself after making a poor choice.
Yeah,
I want the same thing in life.
Really.
It's not always true, but, you know, I still want that. Yeah, so I would play that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I also now want to read that book.
I need to reread it.
Come on, Nintendo, what are you doing?
I have it in my apartment. It was, like, a classic from my childhood. I bought it for my brother, like, a few Christmases ago. It's, like, a joke. Cutesy little, like,
look at it from when we were kids. Yeah.
Aww.
But okay, I'll have to borrow sometime.
Yeah.
Speaking of things I have to borrow from you, the book I think I would pick, somewhat strangely because I haven't read it, is Aziz Ansari's Modern Romance. And the only reason I'm bringing this up, even though I haven't read it, is because we were, like, thinking about books before this, and Janet was like, I know what I'm going to pick. And I was like, oh, I bet you're going to pick Modern Romance. And she was like, no. And so that's how it came up. And I would pick that one because, to my understanding of Modern Romance, it's like, it's Aziz Ansari sort of commenting on the modern dating culture, and I think it would be really interesting to have a video game that was about modern dating culture
mm-hmm.
in, like, a really real way, like a just, like, straight up honest, not any of this hokey stuff, and then you, like, just, wow, this is where we're at today, you know? And so maybe it would be, like, a character navigating the ins and outs of, like, Tinder.
Yeah, so it'd be, like, which is maybe, another, it's like the cosplay thing.
I know, maybe I want the game that, like, where you could play a game where you're, like, on Tinder, because I'm, like, not actually on Tinder and I don't really want to try Tinder, and so maybe I'm like, well, if I could try it in a video game, it's like,
I thought of that as being fun as well.
Yeah, fun. Because then it's like, it's not like you're actually swiping through human beings being like, no, 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 but on
which
a video,
is also not bad either.
I know. But on a video game, you know, it's like, it feels a little interesting. Plus, I mean, you could have sort of like, I think it would be also somewhat, like, maybe the end goal could be one of a number of things. Like, maybe one end goal could be like, okay, this character, okay, I've got it in my head. I'm making this game, guys. So you can choose a number of different set characters at the beginning of the game. Mm-hmm. So one character, he's like a hopeless romantic, and he really wants to settle down. And another character is like this woman who's like more of a serial romantic and doesn't want a commitment at all, and mm-hmm. like this other person, so they all have their own goals.
I love how you describe that as serial romantic.
That's a phrase. People use that.
Like, so then in that case, does she just want like a lot of romance but not any, like,
she wants to have a lot of different romances.
Okay. Is this like
a serial killer?
Is this like a romance or like a romance? Like, you know?
Depends on the person, I think.
Okay.
Because maybe you also have someone who's like...
I've never heard the romance one being called serial romantic, but I like that. I feel like it's a lot it's a lot fluffier.
Yeah, serial romantic. It's like, you could also have someone
slutty
who's...
Slutty just a serial romantic, that's all.
it's a much more polite, positive way to put it. And so, you know, so you can have different goals for the different characters, and then maybe, you know, you, like, make decisions that gear towards those goals, and you, like, get end game if you get what you want. So... Mm-hmm. Like, but then you have all these obstacles that come up that I assume Aziz talks about in his book that I've wanted to read for forever, where it's like, yeah, you, like, are this hopeless romantic and you're trying to settle down, but, like, none of these girls are texting you back, you know? Like, what the heck? Or, like, giving you all these lame lines, or, like, you really like this one person, but now, like, started dating your friend over here. Like, I don't know.
Sounds horrible.
I know. But I just think it would be very interesting. I think it would be very interesting, and, like, I don't know. It's just fun. Plus, also, I think, like, the concept of, like, exploring a romantic ideal different than your own, it's kind of interesting. I think that's why I like Sims sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they live lives that I don't want to live, but exactly. I want to see what they're like to live.
And I like, I really want to actually explore romance games more in general, because, like, as, you know, you guys who have been following along on the channel, such as the podcast now, I love Lucy Blundell's One Night Stand video game.
Yeah.
It's, like, one of the best games I've ever played. I love it. It's great. Yeah, and that has, you know, a strong element of romance as well, or at least, like, a factor of relationships in this idea of relationships, be them sexual or other, and navigating that, and that was really interesting. I guess other things the book gets into, it's like, so, for those of you guys who don't know, like, what this book is about, so Aziz Ansari partnered with a, what is it, a psychologist? Yeah, a psychologist, yeah, because I'm like, the other one's the drug one, so a psychologist, to do, like, kind of, it's like half study, half like comedy on modern romance. So it also gets like all these statistics. Some of them are like, you know, more formally collected, and some of them are more like informally collected. This isn't the proper terminology, but it's basically quantitative versus qualitative data that they use. And they do a bunch of different interesting stuff. Like they'll talk to, like, one of the parts of the book was that him talking to people in nursing homes about like their experience with romance. And they're like, oh, I like, I met this girl, she lived, down the street from me, or she lives in my apartment building, and then we dated, and then we got married, and we had kids, and it was, like, all very, like, close to people, and then, like, fast forward to modern times, where, like, it's very unlikely for, depending on, like, the cities and stuff they studied, like, for, like, maybe someone living in a city to settle down with anyone, like, that they went to school with, or that they lived in their neighborhood with, or anything like that. It also has, like, other studies, too, like, they have, like, research done on, like, because part of their stuff, like, was looking at Tinder, and they looked at, like, what kinds of photos do well for your pictures, and it's, like, if you're a woman, like, photos with you of alcohol do really poorly. If you're a man, photos of you with animals do really well, and, like, all these weird, like, other things, that kind of factor in. So it could be, like, part, you know,
part,
like
stats?
Yeah, like part stats and stuff, too, like, probability.
Those games are really interesting.
And that'd be cool. You could even, like, maybe adjust your, like, you know how in Fallout you have, like, the,
like, how much charisma, how much, you know, like, how much sex appeal? How much, you know?
Yeah, and you have to, like, level out your points and stuff.
How much charm? How funny are you? How, you know, how outgoing? I love this. I think it's been really fun.
And I'm sure there are games that do things like that in general, probably.
Sure, but I want one, like, that's kind of, like, that's the focus.
Yeah.
That'd be very interesting. And so, I don't know.
Or, like, just to find one. I haven't really explored the indie scene, if people are already doing stuff like that.
They very well might be. It's kind of hard to...
So this is really specific. Yeah. Like, this would be really specific, but yeah.
No, there's games, because there's, like, you know, there's visual novels. Even, like, back when we were writing for Bit Cultures, we did one of the indie game craft beer pairings, and the one I did was the Sunwriter Academy, I think is what it was called.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like that was my first, like,
visual novel type thing. And it was like you're basically trying to like get through high school and find a girlfriend because your sister's giving you crap. Like that's how to, she's like, you don't have a girlfriend, and you're, then you're like, question's like, I must get a girlfriend. Like that's the game, and it's pretty funny. But it's also a stats game because you have to get through school and like be in charge of these clubs and stuff. And so if you like get sick or if you don't have enough money to pay for this or that, whatever, then you can also lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where the stats could come in for the Izzy's Ansari modern romance game.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I know Aziz isn't watching this. I wish he was, because I love Aziz. But I know. Like, I feel like Aziz would be very on board with this idea. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll tweet this at him.
We'll tweet what he says.
Yeah.
I love Master of None. I love all his stand-up. Let's make a game, Aziz. Let's make a game. So.
All right. So, some good place to end. All right, guys. Thanks for watching, and we will see you guys here in 2 weeks for another podcast and next week for another video.
All right. Bye. Bye. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to hit thumbs up and subscribe. That's youtube.com/bitbybit. If you're listening to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic, be sure to leave us a rating.
And of course, you can always talk to us on social media. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at bitbybitgaming, and we are on Facebook at bitbybitgamers.
And you can check us out on our official website, bitbybitgamers.com, for the occasional blog post and exclusive content.
Thanks for tuning in.